As stated in our last class session, we begin a new study today in the Warren County Radio Bible School as we open up this old Sunday school book of Sunday school lessons from 1928. The first quarter of these lessons from 1928 are on the Gospel of the Son of God, studies in March. Studies in Mark. Now, the lesson was prepared for the Sunday schools of January the 1st, 1928, and the aim of these lessons is to develop the minds and hearts of the pupil a higher appreciation of Jesus' character and ministry, a firmer faith in the fact that He is the Christ and the Son of God, and a deeper loyalty to Him as Lord and Master. Now, we will begin with Lesson 1 in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rockcliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rockcliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let's begin with Lesson 1, prepared for January the 1st, 1928. The title of the lesson is John the Baptist and Jesus. The lesson text is Mark chapter 1, verses 1 through 11. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, even as it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, who shall prepare thy way. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, make ready the way of the Lord, make his path straight." John came, who baptized in the wilderness and preached the baptism of repentance unto remission of sins. And there went out into him all the country of Judea and all they of Jerusalem, and they were baptized of him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. And John was clothed with camel's hair, and had a leathern girdle about his loins, and did eat locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, "There cometh after me he that is mightier than I, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. I baptize you in water, but he shall baptize you in the Holy Spirit." And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in the Jordan. And straightway, coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens rent asunder, and the Spirit as a dove descending upon him. And a voice came out of the heavens, "Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased." The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is John 3 in verse 30. "He must increase, but I must decrease." The devotional reading is the 103rd Psalm. It has this superscription, "A Psalm of David." Let me read that psalm to you now. "Bless Jehovah, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless Jehovah, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfiest thy heart with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. Jehovah executeth righteous acts and judgments for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his doings to the children of Israel. Jehovah is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abundant in loving kindness. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us after our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his loving kindness toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so Jehovah pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone. And the place thereof shall know it no more. But the loving kindness of Jehovah is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him. And his righteousness unto his children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and those that remember his precepts, to do them. Jehovah hath established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless Jehovah, ye his angels, that are mighty in strength, that fulfill his word, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless Jehovah, all ye his host, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless Jehovah, all ye his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless Jehovah, O my soul. Now there is also, to this Sunday school lesson, additional materials for the teacher. And it is suggested that we read Mark 6. Verses 14 through 29. I have that before me now in the American Standard Version. And King Herod heard thereof, for his name had become known. And he said, John the Baptizer is risen from the dead, and therefore do these powers in him. But others said, it is Elijah. Another said, it is a prophet, even one of the prophets. But Herod, when he heard thereof, said, John, whom I beheaded, he is risen. For Herod himself had sent forth and laid hold upon John and bound him in prison for the sake of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, for he had married her. For John said unto Herod, it is not lawful for thee to have thy brother's wife. And Herodias set herself against him and desired to kill him, and she could not, for Herod feared John, knowing that he was a righteous and holy man, and kept him safe. And when he heard him, he was much perplexed, and he heard him gladly. And when a covenant day was come, that Herod on his birthday made a supper to his lords, and the high captains, and the chief men of Galilee. And when the daughter of Herodias herself came in and danced, she pleased Herod and them that sat at meat with him. And the king said unto the damsel, ask of me whatsoever thou wilt, and I will give it thee. And he sware unto her, whatsoever thou ask of me, I will give it thee into the half of my kingdom. And she went out and said to her mother, what shall I ask? And she said, the head of John the Baptizer. And she came in straightway with haste unto the king, and asked, saying, that I will that thou forthwith give me on a platter the head of John the Baptist. And the king was exceeding sorry, but for the sake of his oaths, and of those that sat at meat, he would not reject her. And straightway the king sent forth a soldier of his guard and commanded to bring his head. And he went and beheaded him in the prison and brought his head on a platter and gave it to the damsel. and the damsel gave it to her mother. And when the disciples heard thereof, they came and took up his corpse and laid it in a tomb. At this point, we turn to our Sunday school lesson, and we see it begins with some geographical notes. These geographical notes are often found in these Sunday school lessons, and the study of Bible geography is such an interesting study. It's amazing how well the Bible story fits upon the Bible place. And the place, the fact that you can go to this place, it confirms the things which the Bible has said. It's about real events happening to real people in real places. And so these geographical notes help tie the Bible to something that is real. In order to gain correct information concerning the River Jordan, from source to mouth, we're suggested consult the Lands of the Bible by McGarvey, or some of the other accurate man who has not only seen his river and country, but who has been there sufficiently long to take measurements and give accounts of them. The central and principal source of the River Jordan is a large spring which flows from the western side of a mound on which the ancient town of Dan stood. This stream is about 20 feet wide and from 2 to 2.5 feet deep. This is the middle source of the Jordan. East of Dan, about 2.5 miles from the north side of the ruins of Caesarea Philippi, flows another stream, about half the size of the one at Dan. It empties into the former stream about 6 miles below Dan. This is the eastern source of the Jordan. Another stream, about the same size as the one from Caesarea Philippi, springs from the western side of Mount Hermon, and about 20 miles northeast from Dan. This is the western source of the Jordan, and empties into the one from Dan a short distance below the mouth of the stream from Caesarea Philippi. These three streams flowing together form the Jordan. A few miles below the juncture of these streams, the Jordan, flowing southward, spreads into a small lake called the Waters of Merom. The middle stream from Dan to the northern end of Merom is 12 miles. From this lake, it is a little more than 10 miles into the Lake of Galilee, and hence 65 miles to the Dead Sea. Its length from source to mouth on an airline is less than 100 miles, but measured the way it runs, it is more than 200 miles. Its various meanderings from the Lake of Galilee to the Dead Sea are counted to 200 miles. Its average width is 30 feet, and its average depth is from 3 to 12 feet. From the Lake of Merom to its mouth, it falls 1,292 feet. These springs, its real source, are more than 1,000 feet higher. It is a rapid stream in the main and has many eddies and pools on account of its many turns. It is not only the most important stream in Palestine, but on account of its connection with so many sacred facts, it is the most interesting river on the earth. It was crossed miraculously by the Israelites and by Elijah and Elisha. In it, Naaman dipped 7 times to be healed of leprosy. In it, Elisha caused iron to swim. And in it, John the Baptist baptized the multitudes. And in it, the Son of God, the Savior of the world, was baptized. It has been my privilege to have been able to go and see those streams from the beginning in the Lake Merom, and to sail on the Sea of Galilee, and to see different places where the stream meandered all the way to the Dead Sea, a most interesting geological feature.